Good morning. This is your daily inspirational. I want to just ask today you would consider the words of Jesus this morning. And also I want to just inspire you to look at his wholesome ways and to be convinced he is who he says he is. And if you would turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 9, verse 18, Peter was asked a question, and it was in this setting. It came to pass, as Jesus was alone praying, his disciples were with him, and he asked them, saying, "Who say the people that I am?" They answered and said, "John the Baptist, but some are saying Elias, and others are saying the old prophets are risen again." He said to them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Peter answered and said, "The Christ of God." And he told them straightly and commanded them to tell no man that thing, saying, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be slain and be raised on the third day." And he said to them all, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. But I tell you the truth, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God." So the age-old question is, who do you say that he is? As we consider this morning, many people have a lot of different things to say about the Christ of God. Many people use his name as a curse word. Many people run away from him. They hate him. Some call him Lord and are hypocrites. And some truly worship him. And I want to just let us consider this morning, whom say you that he is? Peter answered, "The Christ of God, the Messiah." And the names of Christ in the scriptures that we can consider these this morning, just think of his wholesome, thorough ways. He's the Alpha and Omega, first and the last, the Almighty One, the author and finisher of our faith. He's the bread of life, the beloved Son of God, the bridegroom. He is the chief cornerstone. He's the faithful and true, a good shepherd, a great high priest, the head of the church, the Emmanuel, King of Kings, and the Lamb of God, and the Light of the World, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, and Lord of all, a Mediator, a Messiah, a Mighty One, our hope, peace, a Redeemer, a risen Lord. He is our rock, our Savior. He is the resurrection and the life. Also, he is the door, the way, and the word. He is a true vine, the victorious one. He is wonderful, a wonderful counselor, the Prince of Peace, and much, much more. He alone is worthy, Jesus, the Lamb of God who has taken away the sin of the world, the one who has redeemed us by his own blood. He has given us atonement and the remission of sins and grace for every need. A way of escape out of temptation. The glorious one. Praise the Lord of glory. Today, as you go out your day and you will consider all the distractions, all the counterfeits in our society, all the temporal ways, thought, all the suffering, useless suffering, to try to attain goodness. Think today of the pagans in the jungles, without him, the only wise God. I would ask today that you think of things that are true, lovely, and of good report. Be thankful and be wise. Be on guard for your enemy. The devil lieth in wait to deceive, to destroy, and to kill. We have a treasure in earthen vessels in Christ Jesus, the Lord of glory. May God bless your day.